The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Let's see, Betsy, darling, will you stop that, please? Daddy's trying to think.
I'm
dancing. Yes, I know, dear, but I...
Can I finish the dishes? What are you doing?
I'm going over plans for the new house. I don't know. I'll tell you. How everything can cost so much is beyond me. Darling, what did Daddy say?
I'm dancing. Well, tap dancing, dear. My goodness, we paid for the lessons. I think it's nice to practice a little.
You know, it's hard to think with that racket going on.
What have you cut out of the house?
Well, I guess we're going to have to cut out the screened-in porch.
Oh, honey, that was one thing I especially wanted.
I know, but...
A screened-in porch is so marvelous in the summertime. I mean, people that have them practically live out there during the warm weather. No, they will have to have a screened-in porch.
Darn, that's what you say about everything. We have got to cut out.
I know, but I just...
Of course, having four bathrooms is completely impossible. We'll be lucky.
Oh, honey,
I'm sorry. I cannot think without going on.
Well, Frank, I think you'll be interested in her dancing. Look at her just a little bit here. Betsy, go on, dance for Daddy.
Betsy, Daddy.
Okay, all right, darling, go on. Look, she's ruining the floors with those things on her shoes.
Well, she doesn't do it very much. Go on, dear. Go on.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, that's very nice. Very nice.
Very good, dear. Isn't she wonderful, Daddy?
Yes, that's very nice, dear. Yeah, well, I think that's enough now, honey.
Aren't I good, Daddy?
Yes, uh-huh.
May I have a cookie, Mommy?
Well, all right. Now take just one and put the cookie jar cover back on, dear.
My gosh, darling.
What?
I mean, we're kind of throwing away money for dancing lessons, aren't we?
What do you mean?
Well, for Peter's sake, that kid of ours hasn't got any talent at all.
Well, what a thing to say about your own daughter.
Come on, now, let's not kid ourselves. You can hardly call that tap dancing, just jumping up and down, slapping her feet on the floor.
She only had tap lessons this year. She's had mostly ballet.
Oh, darling, she's got no sense of rhythm at all. And that's one thing you either have or you don't have.
Well, she has to start sometime. My goodness, Shirley Temple was over.
Now, honey, I love Betsy just as much as you do. Let's face it, she's not another Shirley Temple. Now, let's not be parents who push their child into doing something she's not fitted for at all.
If you'll be quiet a minute, I would like to tell you that Mr. Trover, her dancing teacher, thinks Betsy has a remarkable sense of rhythm. She said Betsy was a born dancer.
Oh, this Miss What's-Her-Name over isn't going to tell you, Petrova, that Betsy isn't talented. I mean, she's in business to make money.
Well, you get the cookie, dear?
That reminds you of Shirley Temple?
Oh, Betsy, that's enough, dear. Now you go get undressed and be sure you brush your teeth.
Mommy, can I put on my leotard and my tutu and show Daddy my ballet dance?
Well, no, dear, it's late, honey.
Because I can't do it on the side, or couldn't I just do it for Daddy?
Oh, yes, of course. Sure, dear. Hurry up, then. Oh, the poor little thing. She's so unhappy about that.
About what?
Go on, dear. Well, she was supposed to be a hollyhock in the dance recital, and they took her out of it.
Took her out of it? Why?
Well, I've got to go and get her ballet shoes off the shelf for her. She can't reach them. Then I'll
sit down
and
swim,
and I'll sit down and tell you about it. Frankly, it made me pretty mad. One minute, Mr. Petrova tells me how well Betsy is doing, and then she turns around and says she's taking Betsy out of a hollyhock dance because she's not good enough.
Not good enough?
That's what you said.
Not good enough, my daughter?
Well, I'll be down in a minute and tell you all about it. And if you need any help getting into your leotard, dear, you call Mommy.
All right, now, come on. What's all this about Betsy not being good enough to be in this dance recital?
Oh, she's going to be in it, but not as a hollyhock, which makes me mad because she's been in with a hollyhock and she knows the dance perfectly.
Well, why can't she be a hollyhock? The idea of telling you that Betsy isn't good enough. What did
you
mean?
You just said a while ago you didn't think Betsy had much talent.
I think Betsy does remarkably well for her age. I just meant maybe she was... too young to start, that's all.
Well, I am really good and mad about it. And of course, Betsy feels terrible because all her other little friends are doing the dances they've learned, and their costumes are much prettier, you know. Mary Lou Kendall's going to be a daffodil, and Candy Cunningham is a sugar plum fairy, and Clara Ford is a snowflake. Sandra Hughes is a fluffy white bunny, and the Bodine girls are butterflies. The costumes are just lovely for those parts, you know.
What's Betsy supposed to be?
Well, they made her a... caterpillar.
A caterpillar?
It's just an old brown caterpillar. The costume is awful. makes
What's she supposed to do as a caterpillar?
Well, that's the point. The caterpillars don't really do a dance. They just sort of crawl around. Frankly, I think the rest of the caterpillars are the children who don't have much talent, you know, but they have to be put in the recital anyhow. And I suppose Mr. Kirby had to think of something to do with them, but to take Betsy out of the hollyhock at this late date.
Look, my daughter wants to be a hollyhock, she's darn well going to be a hollyhock and not a dirty old brown caterpillar.
Well, I'm afraid there's not much we can do about it, dear.
Yeah, look, did she have the nerve to tell you that Betsy wasn't good enough?
Well, she said Betsy was younger than the others. The truth is, I think, that about 3 weeks ago, a new little girl joined the class, a Nancy Thatcher. She's older, and she is good. She's already had about 3 years of dancing, but to put her in as a hollyhock and take out Betsy made me so mad.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this straight.
They can only have 6 hollyhocks.
Why?
Well, because it's the way the dance goes. The hollyhocks dance with the daffodils, and there's just 6 daffodils.
Oh, well, all right. I get that. But you mean they put someone in Betsy's place?
Yes, this new girl, Nancy Thatcher. Well, I know it's all her mother's doing. That Mrs. Thatcher is just one of those women that, you know, just takes over. She's always telling her how talented her daughter is. How Agnes DeMille once saw Nancy dance and said she was going to be a great star someday. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't believe a word of a child doesn't dance one bit better than Betsy.
Now, you mean that Mrs. Thatcher insisted that this teacher replace Betsy with her daughter?
Well, that's what I think happened, yes. Mm-hmm. Either she gets very cozy with Miss Petrova, you know. But frankly, Eleanor said she thought it was all just dirty politics.
Dirty politics? In dancing school?
Well, Eleanor said she heard that Mr. Thatcher owned the building or something the dancing school is in, and maybe Miss Petrova wants to stay on the good side of the Thatcher so they don't raise her rent or something. Well, I don't know how true it is, but...
Well,
but
she says it could be.
It is, I was just so mad about it. Of course, we paid for Betsy's lessons for the rest of the year. You know what it's like to try and get your money back. Otherwise, I'd have taken her right out.
Thatcher, wait a minute. I wonder if that's Kenneth Thatcher.
Yeah, Mrs. Kenneth Thatcher.
Is that who it is?
Kenneth Thatcher, yes. When the teacher told Betsy about it, she tried so hard not to cry, and she didn't say a word home in the car. And then when we got here, she said, I wanted to be a hollyhock, Mommy. And I just could have cried myself, I could.
Yeah. Then they make her just an old caterpillar.
Yes.
Just a poor kid.
Yes. Come here.
Oh, say, doesn't she look beautiful? Golly, what's that thing called?
That's her leotard, just tights, really, all dancers wear.
Leotard?
Fluffy skirt is a tutu.
Oh. Tutu, huh? Oh, and those ballet shoes. My goodness, you look like a real dancer.
I am a real dancer.
Oh, well, of course you are.
There, I'll get them. You going to do your hollyhock dance for Daddy?
Yes. Hmm? I don't have the music, Daddy. I'll just sing it.
All right, fine. You put on a show for Daddy, huh?
You have to buy your tickets first.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, of course. Where's the box office?
Well, the telephone stand in the hall here can be the box office. Now, sell the tickets. Now, let's see. What'll we use?
There's some jelly beans. Use those for tickets.
All right. Shouldn't the star be out of sight in the dining room, maybe, huh?
Yes. All right. Buy a ticket, Daddy.
Okay. I'd like one ticket, please, for the ballet this evening.
Yes, of course. Here you are. That'd be 2 cents, please.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Prices have certainly gone up.
Yeah, this is right in the front row.
Oh, fine. I see. It's a very fine ballet. There you are.
And don't eat your ticket, please. They will no doubt be collected again after the performance.
Oh. Okay. How about here? Can I sit right here?
Sit right there. All right. We're ready. Let the show begin.
Well, Mommy, pronounce me.
Oh, I'm so happy to pronounce it.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to introduce Miss Betsy, the premier dancer for the great ballet company, who will give you her interpretation of the dance of the hollyhock. Come on, I've introduced you. Come on, dear.
I'm little hollyhock, hollyhock, hollyhock. I'm little hollyhock that dances in the sun.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's not the end. I just started.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Yes, go on.
I'm going to start over now.
Yeah, all right, now you start over. I'm sorry.
I'm little hollyhock, hollyhock, hollyhock. I'm little hollyhock that dances in the sun. When is my petal shoot, petal shoot, petal shoot? When is my petal shoot, but always it's just fun.
Her what, Duke?
Petal, flower petal.
Oh, the glad when she gets a teeth again. I can understand her.
You're not supposed to talk to the show, Daddy.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. It's very rude. Go on, darling. Go on. You're just wonderful, honey.
Watch me dance my little dance just for you when you. Oh, I forgot.
I'm a little hollyhock that
looks so bright and blue. Please don't put me in a vase, in a vase, in a vase. Oh, I say, my dear, I won't come back next year.
Now, Chrissy, put your foot behind. Bring it all out. There.
That was wonderful. That was the best dance I have ever seen.
Now, do you want me to do it again?
No, darling.
Wait,
right.
Past your bedtime, yeah. And...
Oh, please let me kiss the hand of the great ballerina.
Let me unzip the great ballerina. Now, you get undressed, darling, and clean your teeth. You had a cookie. I'll come up and tuck you in.
Good night, darling. Wasn't I good?
You're just wonderful, darling.
I wish I could do in the recital instead of just being an old caterpillar.
Oh, I'll bet you make the best caterpillar there, dear. Now, go on upstairs, dear.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, darling. Yeah. I'll come up.
Well, you know, the more I think about that, the more it burns me up.
Yeah, there's worse things that happen, but I shouldn't have been mad about it.
Well, by golly, if my child wants to be a hollyhock, she's going to be a hollyhock. Where's the phone book? Thatcher. Kenneth Thatcher. I know who that guy is.
Well, call him. What would you say to him? It was Mrs. Thatcher that caused all of you calling.
Mr. Kenneth Thatcher.
Well, what are you going to do?
Look, I'm just going to play a little politics myself. More than one way is to skin a cat. Or shall we say, in this case, skin a caterpillar. Yes, Mr. Thatcher. That's right. Yeah, we met at the Chamber of Commerce. Uh-huh. Well, look, I'm awful sorry to get you out of the bathtub, but I feel this is very important. Now, my daughter was supposed to be a hollyhock, and now, because of your daughter, she has to be a caterpillar. And I just feel that you're...
Oh, you stand there dripping. You must think you're drunk or something.
Dancing school, Mr. Thatcher. Well, you can get the details from your wife, but my daughter is very unhappy about it, and I felt that you wouldn't want my child to be unhappy about something you could do something about. That's right, Mr. Thatcher. Oh, no, look, these things happen.
What are you saying, anyway?
No, I'm sure it was quite unintentional. No, please don't apologize. Well, I was trying to get you out of the tub, but I... Thank you. Thank you very much. Good night. Yeah, very nice about it.
Well, you didn't even say anything, really.
Dear, he understood me. He's trying to get the support of the Chamber of Commerce for a new parking lot he's trying to put in downtown.
Why, honey, that's almost blackmail.
Not at all. Look, I was for him anyhow, but he doesn't need to know that. And anyhow, Betsy ought to be a hollyhock. You know, she really is talented, honey. All right, so she's not so hot as a tap dancer, but ballet.
Why, honey, she just...
Look, she's graceful, and those little hands, honey, did you notice? And the way she points her toe. Look, she's better than Shirley Temple ever was.
Oh, well, now, honey,
I could get another pass over. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Tell. She's not quite seven. You can't...
Honey, is she asleep? Betsy, honey, you're going to be a hollyhock.
Oh, Daddy, how do you know?
Your daddy knows, dear. He arranged it.
Oh, Daddy, you're wonderful.
Yes, he is, dear. And don't you forget it. Your daddy is wonderful. Oh.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. Thank you.